With KECU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. On the campus of UC Santa Cruz today, over 200 students joined in a rally to support striking graduate teaching assistants and campus workers.
Who runs UC?
We run UC!
Who runs UC?
We run UC!
The issue basically comes down to housing affordability. KECU's Erica Mahoney looked into the reason behind the strike and its impact.
Tony Boardman is a PhD student in literature at UC Santa Cruz. He also works as a teaching assistant, or TA for short. But Boardman says the pay isn't enough. He's an international student from the UK and says people warned him about the high cost of living in Santa Cruz.
But I thought the university would take care of me, and that's not how it turned out.
A recent study by Apartment List found nearly 60% of people living in Santa Cruz are cost burdened, meaning they spend more than 30% of their paycheck on rent. That's a higher rate than in San Francisco or San Jose.
UCSC needs to pay its workers a living wage, and there's a ton of workers on campus who need this and who aren't getting the deal that they need.
TAs across the UC system are all paid the same rate, regardless of their area's cost of living. They make roughly $2,400 a month before taxes. Their 20-hour work week includes instructing labs, holding office hours, and grading. About a month ago, hundreds of grad students at UC Santa Cruz went on strike, a grading strike. They decided to not submit grades for undergrad courses until the school provides a cost of living adjustment for all grad students. They want an additional $1,400 a month.
It's saying that we can't do the labor that we're expected to do if the university won't pay us the money that we need to live and work here.
It's the first week back at school, and here in front of the bookstore, things seem pretty normal. Students are grabbing a bite to eat, walking to class, but it's not really business as usual. Many undergraduate students are missing at least one grade from the last quarter.
Well, it's been very, I don't want to say stressful, but at the same time, a little, just because over the winter break, it's kind of like nerve-wracking.
That's senior Sarah Valenzuela.
Not knowing what you got for the class and, you know, how that builds anxiety.
As the new quarter begins, TAs have reached out to students and submitted grades for those who urgently need them. The union that represents over 19,000 student employees at all UC schools has not authorized the strike, because back in 2018, they negotiated a four-year contract with wage increases of 3% per year. But Veronica Hamilton says they can't wait two more years. She's the local unit chair for the union and a UC Santa Cruz TA.
People can't pay their rent now. People are dropping out of their graduate programs now, and it's too long to wait until the next contract campaign.
Scott Hernandez-Jason is the spokesperson for UC Santa Cruz.
So this strike goes against their contract, and the very nature of it makes it impossible for us to sit down and discuss ways to support them as employees.
Hernandez-Jason says they're willing to meet with the students if they call off the strike. He says the long-term solution is more housing.
The high cost of housing is something that impacts everyone in our campus community, the Santa Cruz community, and really the large swaths of California.
It's not only graduate students who feel they deserve more. This week, UC Santa Cruz skilled craft workers, carpenters, plumbers, and electricians, who the university says make roughly between $80,000 to $100,000 a year, also began an open-ended strike over pay and staffing. Joe Baxter is an electrician. He's been with the school for 15 years and says he lives in a mobile home with his family.
We're striking because we're understaffed and we're trying to get more staffing. They don't replace people who retire.
Solidarity rallies in support of the graduate students have also taken place at UC Davis, UC Berkeley, and UC Santa Barbara. In Santa Cruz, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.